My name is Joe Salisbury from South Portland, Maine. So fellow Mainers, I've been a resident of Maine for over 50 years. I'm a former lotsman, and the fishing industry was my primary source of income for 15 years. Presently, I work at the University of New Hampshire, where I'm an assistant professor of oceanography. I study ocean productivity and ocean chemistry. For the last several years, my research has focused on ocean acidification in the Gulf of Maine, where in conjunction with NOAA and UNH researchers, we have been making daily observations of ocean acidification parameters for coming up to a decade now. Excuse me. As many of my fellow Maine citizens are already aware, atmospheric carbon dioxide levels are rising. Some of the excess carbon dioxide is dissolved into the surface water, increasing its acidity. Now, we can debate whether human activity is connected to global warming. A small percentage of qualified scientists believe that the two are not connected. However, there is a clear connection between our increased fossil fuel use and acidification of the surface ocean. And this conclusion is based on robust energy consumption data, as well as simple concepts learned in most of Maine's high school chemistry classes. In addition to ocean acidification from the atmosphere, other factors such as cooler temperatures, the influx of fresh water originating from Canadian waters or from local watersheds make the Gulf of Maine more sensitive to acidification than our regions to the south. Also, in shallower waters of the Gulf, where much of the shellfish harvest occurs, additional acid is added seasonally as organic material decomposes. In my written testimony, I've included a list of several factors that make the Gulf of Maine unusually susceptible to the effects of acidification. The seasonal cycles of temperature, fresh water, and biological productivity cause considerable acid variability and make it really difficult for us to understand how each of these factors contributes to the data that we observe here in the Gulf of Maine. By the way, our observations are just off Appledore Island in Maine waters. We do not fully understand how acidification from the atmosphere will interact with the other factors that I mentioned. As a voting citizen, I believe it's wise to take a proactive stand on ocean acidification, and I strongly support the actions listed in LD 1602. As a scientist, I believe that we have collected some data that should raise legitimate concerns about coastal fisheries, particularly those organisms that use calcium carbonate to build their shells. In my written testimony, I show plots demonstrating two phenomena. The first shows that shellfish in the western Gulf of Maine may already be subjected to acidic conditions exceeding thresholds for optimal growth. Okay, the other shows that we may have already seen measurable trends in acidification parameters. So I urge this committee to have a look at my testimony, if you would please, and contact me. I'm in the phone book in South Portland, Maine, if there's any further questions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much for your testimony. You said you've been doing this study basically for around 10 years.
Yeah, for 8 years. 8 years.
Do you do monthly water testing?
No, we do daily sampling in the ocean off of buoy, off of Appledore Island.
How has it changed over the time you've been?
Well, in my testimony, I show three plots, and there are three different acidification parameters that we can either measure or that we estimate. And each one of those show a trend. So we are showing decreasing pH, increasing carbon dioxide, and this omega parameter, which is a really important measurement that talks to carbonate ion availability for shellfish, has actually gone up. And this is that's a good thing, presumably. And this is the interaction of some of the warmest temperatures we've seen in decades in the acidification from the atmosphere. So it's a complex, interwoven story, and these processes all need to be understood to understand what the final effects are going to be on the shellfish industry.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Chapman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your testimony. A brief question. I noticed on the time charts that there's a considerable variation, and you smoothed it out with the time averaging.
Right.
Are the organisms themselves subject to short-term variations, or they tend to, is the concern with the organisms primarily the long-term average?
This is an excellent question. I mean, the short-term variations, one of the plots we show in there, show that an organism could be subjected to not to get too technical, but a 400 microatmosphere increase in PCO2 over the course of just their larval period. So this is very dramatic. And Bill Mook, who will testify here coming up fairly soon, will also talk about these short-term events that affect in his bottom line in terms of dollar amounts. So there is short-term variability, there is long-term variability. How these two signals ride on each other, in other words, if we keep increasing this baseline and it keeps going, you know, up, 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 or down, 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 then, you know, could exacerbate these short-term events.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Jett. Yeah, just a quick other question. Could a lot of this be driven also by a lot of the sewage treatment plant runoff and the chemicals that we're dumping in? Maybe not on this direct subject, but I know we had down my way, well, I fished out of Prime Point, Old Orchard Beach. We had a spell where our buoys instantly cleaned in all the way to the 3 mile line on a runoff. Uh-huh. So, I mean, is this something that may be the causal event because we've built so much on the water is edge and all up and down the coast of the United States?
Yeah, these are really good questions, and I can certainly talk to you after this, and they, you know, that an answer would require several minutes. I can say that the fresh water coming off of the Gulf of Maine watersheds and from the coast itself is acidic relative to the ocean water. So more fresh water, more acid in the coastal zone. Then you allude to another problem where we have a runoff that may have a lot of nutrients in it. That nutrient will stimulate productivity. That productivity will rot away. That will decompose. That decomposition process causes acid. So we have not just one issue, but several that can add acid to the environment.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.